With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal. Blinken says Hamas wants what it calls amendments to the U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable. Some are not.
Hamas's response has laid bare the frustration after previous moments of optimism, which have been repeatedly dashed by the differences between Israel and Hamas over the deal. Also on SRNews.com, President Biden heads back to Europe today to attend the G7 summit in the southeastern part of Italy. Mr. Biden will push a plan to his G7 counterparts to use the interest from frozen Russian assets to provide up to $50 billion in loans for Ukraine's war effort. Retired Army Captain Sam Brown has overcome a crowded primary field in Nevada's Republican U.S. Senate primary.
Brown's victory sets up a fierce battle against Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen in November that could decide the control of the U.S. Senate. Brown was recruited by national Republicans who were deliberately trying to avoid a repeat of their lackluster show in the 2022 midterms. All but cementing Brown's victory was the endorsement of former President Donald Trump on Sunday. Brown told his supporters Tuesday that he would work to secure the border, provide energy security, lower taxes, and reform the judiciary. In a speech to supporters at a Reno watch party, Brown described an America, quote, at a crossroads, where he said his children, quote, have no voice and no vote in the country that they will inherit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Jerry West, who was selected to the Basketball Hall of Fame three times, died this morning. He was 86. On Wall Street, Dow is up 246 points. This is SRN News. Doctors denounce transgenderism.
The American College of Pediatricians says the country's medical establishment must stop performing sex change operations on children. The ACP and several other medical groups have signed on to the Doctors Protecting Children Declaration, which says gender dysphoria in small kids and teenagers should not be treated with surgery and puberty-blocking drugs. European medical groups are also rejecting such procedures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the United Methodist Church are expressing regret over the decision by the branch in Ivory Coast to leave the union following the church's decision to formally embrace gay marriage and LGBT clergy. The move is the latest in a series of ripple effects in conservative Africa, which is home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the U.S. The Ivory Coast has over 1.2 million members. This is SRN News. An off-duty Atlanta policeman takes down a man who opened fire at a very crowded food court, and the city's mayor is grateful he was there.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says had the off-duty police officer not been here, the situation at the Peachtree Center food court could have been way worse. The officer shooting and wounding the 34-year-old gunman who has an extensive criminal record. He shot three people, a 47-year-old man, and two women, ages 69 and 79, all at the hospital expected to survive. This underground food court packed with people eating at various restaurants when the shots were fired just after 2 in the afternoon. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
The Board of General Motors has approved another $6 billion share repurchase as the Detroit automaker adds to its 2024 momentum. More details at SRNnews.com.